Richard, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time. How have you been, first of all?
Well, I'm losing my voice, Chris. Not good for appearing on Vibe 107.6 FM, but I'm fine. I was just saying that I was involved in the start of this station, and we always say I should, you know, be involved more, and I would always like to be, but I'm really pleased to be here today.
Right, let's crack into some kind of some topical local issues we'll talk about, one of which happened just recently. Watford General is going to get a share of $2.7 billion in the latest spending announcement by the government. You're obviously welcoming this news.
I have, because it was one of the first things I got involved in when I became Member of Parliament in 2010. Watford Hospital, for all of us who've had family born there, the cliche is great staff, but the difficult premises. Although it's funny, ironically, since I've been involved, most of the complaints I get are about the more modern bits, like the intensive care unit. The old bit, the maternity and things, everyone says how great it is, but it needed redeveloping, and it's been a thing for years. Should it be a new site outside of Watford? Watford's interest different from Hemel Hempstead's interests and St Albans' interests? All an MP can do, really, apart from championing a cause, we only actually really have a role when it comes where there is a proposal to government.
Right.
And in this case, it took the Trust a long time. So it was only in the last year that the Trust decided to go for a redevelopment of the Watford site and some other redevelopment, as you probably know, in the other sites.
What do you say to the people who were looking at, because obviously there was an option on the table of a super hospital. There was, people campaigning for that, one being Mike Penning, the MP for Hemel. Yes, what do you say to those people?
Well, I must say, Mike and I have never agreed on the subject of hospitals. He's continually called for the Watford Hospital to be closed. He's never had any time for the management or anything, and I totally disagree with him. The dream of a brand new site on bits of land that nobody owned and no one knew what they would be. There was the talk of the Golden Triangle, you might remember, or listeners may remember, a site near King's Langley, etc. But none of the sites were suitable. None of them were feasible for less than really pushing £1 billion. The Trust decided, I think they're right, that was completely, quite apart from sourcing the right land and everything, it was too ambitious a project to do. So we had to look at the redeveloping of land that's already owned by the Trust, where one of the main objections to the Watford site, which was the Vicarage Road traffic and everything, was taken care of by the Link Road, which I was responsible for getting the money from the government bit. The council were excellent as well. And it was this year that the Trust pressed the green light, and the huge amount of work that was needed with cost-benefit analysis, costings for the building, etc. And it was basically £300 to £400 million project. My job was to go into that with government, and that's why I brought all the Secretary of States since I've been an MP to have a look round the hospital, frankly, to make it look as bad as possible. Right. Which is strange, because I showed them like the bits underground with asbestos, you know, all this kind of stuff. Seriously, because I knew everyone battles for money for hospitals. Matt Hancock called me on last Saturday evening, to say, finally, your bid is approved. And frankly, I've been interviewed on other radio stations, and people said, oh, it's all a political ploy, etc. I don't care, I just want the money and I want it developed. You could argue cynically that all government spending is a political ploy, but the case was very compelling.
That was kind of going to be my next question, is could you argue that Watford is a political battleground at the moment? So the reason why this has happened is for that reason.
Well, Chris, I'm not as cynical as that. As I say, if it was, I don't really care.
Right.
But I don't think so. If you look at other bids that have won in the same round, it's some of them are extremely safe Conservative seats, some of them are extremely safe Labour seats. So I don't think it's that cynical, because the public spending rules are very clear.
Let's move on to another issue which has happened during your time, obviously, as MP for Watford, which was, of course, the Metline extension, looking like it could possibly happen. It was backed at first, and then, obviously, money by TfL, it didn't happen. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, was very keen not for it to happen. I was looking at other potential options. What happened there?
What happened was TfL, their monetary demands kept going up and up. Now, this was for 5 miles of track. No one could quite believe the costing went up from 100 million to 180 million. Having said all that, I spent a Christmas and New Year holiday 2 years ago on the phone to Sajid Javid, now Chancellor, but then communities, the DCLG secretary, the current or the then chancellor, and everybody, and even Chris Grayling, who's not spoken about well. He's known as failing Grayling and all that kind of stuff, but actually on this he was absolutely brilliant. And the government came up with the money to make the 180 million. And then Sadiq came back and said, what if there's cost overruns? Which I thought was a very... He just wanted to dump this because there's no votes in it for him because it's outside London. My answer to the cost overruns, and I went to see him, and he's a very perfectly amiable bloke, but his stomach just wasn't in it. And I do know that it was for political purposes because that's just the way things work. And I was very, very, very disappointed because I think it would have been brilliant for the town. And I thought for London as well, it'd be very good.
So what is the options now then?
There's some talk, as you probably would know, of special bus services with a lane of traffic, basically just for public transport. But, you know, Watford is competing with a lot of places. I don't want it to be a suburb of London. Now, if you look at, say, Harrow, for example, right. And please don't, this is not an anti-Harrow thing. I could start on Luton if you wanted, but Harrow's a perfectly nice place. But as it's evolved, it's become basically a big suburb of London. And Watford has kept its own identity with employment and everything. Whilst it's great people commute, crikey, I know, I've done it enough times myself, but it's not fundamentally what the town's about. So in order for that to continue, somehow we've got to have top-level transport links. And we've got the junction, which is creaking. There will be a redevelopment of that. That's well on the way. I just cannot believe that this Metline thing is dead, because I once got soaking wet in Covent Garden and ran... I know you think I'm mad talking about this, but just bear with me.
All right.
I ran into the Transport Museum in Covent Garden of London Transport. It's great there, by the way, if anyone wants to go. There's a map of the tube in 1935 on the wall, which you can buy. And Watford, you wouldn't believe it, the Met Line is connected up to Watford Junction Station. This is how long it's been going on for. And the only reason that didn't happen, and the bit from the current station to that was dotted lines, is because the Earl of Clarendon didn't want his sheep frightened and wouldn't allow the land to be used.
Right.
I'm making that flippant point because I think, in the end, that Met Line has got to be connected up. For me, it was one of the things that I wanted to do when I got elected. It was a Met Line extension. I failed. Hospital redevelopment, I won't say done, but it's as much as can be done. Extra school places, etc., that's good. I'm pleased with that. You know, it's now, a lot of schools have been extended and they're all in the top category of Ofsted, etc. But I'm afraid the Met Line, I've failed completely.
So, you mentioned the redevelopment down at Watford Junction. What does that entail?
At the moment, it's not legally a health hazard, but, you know, for those people that use it at the first thing in the morning, it's absolutely packed to the gunnels. So, the idea is the station will be made bigger. There is a second entrance, which is there already, that's being opened up. The one, it used to be a Veco house where the truck company was, it's now been redeveloped through there. And the key to it, as part of the council's redevelopment, it will involve traffic being able to go, instead of this bottleneck, and the traffic will go through and straight up to St Albans Road. Because right. At the moment, the traffic's one of the big bottlenecks.
You mentioned the council a couple of times in what you've been talking about. Some people who be listening now might be confused how the relationship works between our local MP and our local council, and particularly our mayor, which is, of course, Peter Taylor. How does that work?
Well, when I got elected, I found there was no relationship between the MP, Claire Ward, and Dorothy, the mayor. But I just met her, and I said to her, look, Dorothy, you're elected to do a job and paid by the taxpayer, so am I. Why don't we just meet once a month and we go through stuff? But she said, fine, and that's what we did. And I've continued that with Peter Taylor. There are things that the council get a bit annoyed if I get involved. For example, I'm not supposed to get involved in planning matters. It's a big council thing. And I will, if a constituent asks me about it, I tell them I can't get involved in a planning matter. If it's something where that's really not good, I can't talk about, say, a whole new development, but certainly, for example, where there's double parking and, you know, there's been stuff with residents, I will write and I bring it up on a list of things. In fact, I'm seeing the mayor later today. But I've not really found a conflict. And for things like the Metropolitan Line extension, we've got together a lot. I feel it's too small a town to have bickering and stuff. Election times in politics, one of the things I don't like about politics is that in election times, people just say anything and do anything. The friction comes with what people say during elections. But the rest of it, there's got to be a proper working relationship. And I hope whoever takes over from me as MP, I hope he or she does the same. And certainly I think with Peter, they will find an open door.
Well, you talk about working and getting on. In just a couple of minutes, I think we'll have a talk about the government. And also let's talk about just a few other national issues and obviously the reasons why that you're standing down.